And that was The Church with Under the Milky Way as a way to prepare us for this amazing Wednesday.
Yeah, we're all under the Milky Way.
Exactly. You know? I've been saying that.
It's the Church of the Milky Way. So
yeah, I also love The Church, The Unguarded Moment, if you enjoyed that song.
Okay.
I'm almost going to sing it, but I won't.
Come on. You did sing off air.
I did. Yeah. But it doesn't count. Okay. So you're tuned to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle. That is Heidi Holton. And in about an hour, we're going to be talking about the last summer's derecho. They're doing a survey on kind of what the impact was on our community and kind of what things seemed to be helpful during that time as well. So that'll be coming up in about an hour. And then around 8:45, going to be my conversation with Denmark musician about an upcoming contra dance performance.
We did get a text in, as you mentioned, Caesar salad, because it's Caesar salad day.
No, it's crouton day.
Oh, but, crouton day. Okay.
And then we picked favorite salads. I said Caesar salad, and then I asked the Caesar salad fans to rise up.
Sure. And you got one. You got Brandon Chase. He says Caesar salad, yes. The greener, the better.
So I usually put chicken with my Caesar salad. You said that anchovies are the common Caesar salad.
It brings a salty umami to a Caesar
salad. Wow, you with the big words today.
Yep. If you have ordered Caesar salad in a restaurant, I'm guessing you've had anchovies, because it's not that you're going to see them on there. It's part of
not going to see like a fish head in there.
Mm-mm. Sorry, that made me think of another song.
Fish heads?
Yep. You are tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. I was going to say, we think our streaming is down, but you won't be hearing it if
Yeah, we that's can't tell you. It's confirmed to the streamers that it's down.
We're working on it.
Support for KXE comes from Woodworks Homes, dedicated to the art of building in northern Minnesota by constructing handcrafted new homes and offering remodeling services. More at woodworksmn.com. And we receive support from Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Text just came in, hard to beat a Cobb.
Cobb salad. Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time I had a Cobb salad. I enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
But you never said what your favorite salad was. Are you a ranch person?
Sometimes. I've been trying to make my own salad dressings, like oil and vinegar ones at home. But I did bring a salad today. I brought one of those in a mason jar. Have you seen this fad?
No, I've never seen this fad.
You kind of layer it. It's kind of pretty, you know.
What do you got, like fruit in there too?
Nope. Oh. You got dressing on the bottom, then you got some chickpeas, and then some spinach. Are you on board yet?
I love spinach.
Okay. And then what else did I put in there today? Not cucumbers. I bought a cucumber, but it was terrible.
Oh.
It just wasn't there yet. Cabbage, some nuts. I have some cashews on there. No croutons.
Ooh, cashews.
Mm-hmm. And tomatoes.
Okay.
So it's layered in a mason jar.
Small tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so then you can... It's nice for, say, to bring to work. You can just plop it out and you got your salad. You mix it up.
Oh, I was wondering why the dressing was on the bottom, but yeah, that makes sense.
Because you don't want it to get all, only the chickpeas get the salad in it because it's in layers. Mm-hmm. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see a picture. Well, I get
you'll see
it.
It's in the fridge. Yeah,
all right. Can't wait to open the fridge. All right. Now it's time for the Up North Report.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Divers found the body of a teenager Tuesday afternoon in a lake in Emily. According to a news release from Crow Wing County Sheriff Eric Klang, a 19-year-old man called 911 around 12:30 and said the paddle boat he was on capsized on Little Emily Lake. The man said he and two women were in the water before the call unexpectedly disconnected. Responders arrived to find the woman, ages 20 and 22. They said the man had not returned to shore. Responders recovered his body in roughly 23 feet of water around 3 p.m. The three were college students visiting the area. One of the women was transported by ambulance for injuries related to cold exposure. Former State Senator Justin Eichhorn appears to be changing his plea to guilty for the federal criminal charge of soliciting a minor. His trial was set to begin June 1st. Eichhorn was charged in March 2025 after a prostitution sting operation in Bloomington, where an undercover police officer posed as a 17-year-old online. The former legislator represented Senate District 6, including the cities of Grand Rapids and Brainerd. He resigned shortly after the criminal charge. Eichhorn filed a notice of a change of plea on Monday. A hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. Thursday in St. Paul. Minnesota school districts could see a boost in state funding without increasing taxes or dipping into the state general fund. Report for Minnesota's Abby Mulcahy reports a constitutional amendment will likely be on the ballot this November to increase payouts from the permanent school fund. Money in the fund comes from the sale of timber, minerals, and the land itself on Minnesota's school trust lands. Most of that land is in northern Minnesota. Permanent school fund dollars are distributed to all schools based on their enrollment. Republican Representative Spencer Igo sponsored the bill to increase the distribution of the fund by 2%. For a school around Grand Rapids size with about 300 kids per grade, that would mean an extra $100,000. School districts across Minnesota are struggling with budget deficits, driven largely by a lack of state funding and declining enrollment. As Igo told a House committee earlier this session, the extra money from the increase would be a stopgap for many districts.
Sometimes this is the difference between cutting a teacher or not. Other times it's making sure to fix the leaky gym. Other times it's making sure that the school buses can get upgraded so they can keep going out in the cold.
The measure passed the legislature nearly unanimously. The House needs to pass the Senate's amended version before the question can appear on the ballot in November. Most educators in the Brainerd School District have been working without a contract since last June. Chelsea Perkins visited a rally there ahead of Monday night's school board meeting.
More than 350 educators and community members assembled to call attention to the unsettled union contracts. It's been 315 days since contracts expired. Dave Borash teaches social studies and is the 2026 Teacher of the Year. He says the drawn-out process is really weighing on people.
You know, you want to walk in, you want to hold your head high, and you want to feel like you're part of something that's special. And it's kind of hard to do that lately.
Misty Job is the union president and a 22-year English teacher at the Brainerd Learning Center. She says they want to see their contracts mirror the state average for increases.
We have sort of become increasingly frustrated by the narrative that's been presented by the district multiple times that we are overcompensated and that our health benefits are too generous. We have traded other things in the past to be able to maintain the quality of the health care that we have.
In comments at the end of Monday's board meeting, Superintendent Peter Grant said he feels anxiety in the buildings about the financial picture.
We've been 1 year in negotiating four contracts, we've only settled one. That's another piece of anxiety. People want to get that settled. I get that. Easier said than done.
Like many other school districts, Brainerd is facing budgetary challenges. But unlike many other districts, it does not have a voter-approved operating levy. The board is considering a levy and elementary school consolidation with a new superintendent taking the helm in July. Job says right-sizing the district and compensating teachers fairly are not mutually exclusive. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
You're tuned in to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here with Heidi Holton. Coming up, we're going to hear more from Morning Edition, talking about manufacturing in U.S. and China and spring green up in Alaska.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is a story coming out of Fairbanks, and you know, they have such long winters with almost no light, and then suddenly the hills are bright green when it happens. So pretty exciting. We heard from our engineer Steve, who had the explanation of the anchovies on the Caesar salad, they're ground up into a paste for a Caesar dressing. So that's why I think you've had them.
Oh, so Caesar dressing, that's my favorite dressing.
Yeah. Also, they put Worcestershire sauce in it. Worcestershire is a tough one.
See, like, my favorite dressing is in this specific salad bag, and I've tried to buy, like, Caesar dressing in, like, the bottles.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't taste as good. Huh. And I don't know what to do about it. Because I would love to have, like, make my own Caesar salads, you know?
Well, you can buy anchovy paste in the grocery store, so you could whip up your own Caesar salad.
See, that seems dangerous to me.
Yeah, well, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd also love to hear, are you streaming us right now? Is it, oh, yep, we just heard from Steve from St. Paul. The web is working.
Excellent. Welcome.
Yes.
Thanks
for hanging in there, you streamers.
We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned. Stay connected with ICTV. More at watchictv.org.
We'd also like to thank AW Research Laboratories in Brainerd, providing water testing for private wells, real estate, lakes, and wastewater since 1972. AWLab.com.
Now we're going to hear more from Morning Edition.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Beijing, where the temperature hit 92 degrees today. The air quality is intense, and where President Trump is meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping. We are 13 months out from Liberation Day, when Trump imposed tariffs on China that quickly escalated over 145%. So much has happened since then. Eventually, the United States Supreme Court ruled his tariffs were illegal. But very little was resolved in a long-term relationship of two countries that once seemed like partners, then like rivals, and that seemed to drift apart year by year. Manufacturers in both countries face uncertainty. And my colleague Jennifer Pack has been hearing their stories. She's following a manufacturer in the U.S. and one in China.
At a factory in the shoemaking hub of Dongguan City, nearly 400 workers cut material, punch holes, and sew casual and athletic shoes, mainly for Western brands. They work with a lot of machines. But the most critical tasks are still done by hand, says James Gao, whose company named ShoeBot owns this factory. He points to workers brushing glue on shoe soles. If you don't apply enough glue, he says, the bottom of the shoe will come off. Apply too much, the glue oozes out, and the shoe is defective. This is a very technical skill, something he says he can't find in the U.S. America had shoemaking skills, he says, but it lost out to countries where manufacturing costs less, including China. It doesn't sound like it, but this is the front line of the U.S.-China trade war. President Trump, in his first term, said China is eating America's lunch. He repeated the sentiment a year ago, saying that China and other trade partners have
taken advantage of us, ripped us off, and left us for dead, frankly.
China pushed back. Trump retaliated. The tariffs meant it didn't make sense for us to make shoes in China for the U.S. market, says Gao. We quickly went into a joint venture to manufacture in Vietnam, where the U.S. tariffs were not as high. So Trump's tariffs have pushed some of the supply chain out of China, but not back to the U.S. Across the Pacific, tariffs are also driving up costs for American manufacturers that buy components from China. For example, this Texas-based factory.
Okay. Just for my recording level, and you can drink your coffee because it's not live.
I came to meet the owner, Saeed Ayoub. He's the founder of Isotherm. It designs equipment for commercial fisheries, oil and gas, basically anything that requires cooling. For 25-plus years, he's been manufacturing here in Arlington, Texas.
This is all Chinese material. So.
Titanium mostly?
Titanium, yeah.
Raw materials, though, are mostly imported from China. So when the tariffs went up last spring, Ayoub started thinking about moving part of his business out of the U.S. Since then, the U.S. and China have struck a trade truce. And a majority of Americans say they're against increasing tariffs on Chinese imports, according to a new NPR, Chicago Council, and Ipsos survey. China would welcome this. Ahead of Trump's visit, the Chinese Foreign Ministry released this video.
中国和美国, 两个最有分量的国家,
highlighting the benefits of U.S.-China cooperation.
中美贸易额抵得上一个中等国家一年的GDP.
Today, China-U.S. trade matches the annual GDP of a mid-sized country, it says. Thousands of American companies invest in China. 80% of Apple's core suppliers have plants in China. It's an upbeat message. But for businesses on the front line of U.S.-China trade, their experience since Trump's first term has not been so positive. For Texas manufacturer Ayub, he's got modest hopes for any tariff relief this week.
I'm just hoping that it will not go up. Hopefully it will come down.
And he's still looking to diversify his manufacturing outside of the U.S., including to China.
You always keep all your options open. So we are still looking into that.
As for Gao in Dongguan,
我们从24年开始去提升非美国的
he says he's been trying to enter more non-U.S. markets since just before Trump returned to the White House last year. In a world that's become more unpredictable, Gao says he just wants to stay agile. Jennifer Pak, NPR News, in Dongguan City, China.
We're co-hosting Morning Edition from Washington and Beijing this week, and I will be here throughout the presidential summit.
People in Fairbanks, Alaska, are waiting for the dramatic arrival of spring. It's called green up, when birch and aspen trees put their leaves out in a rapid burst. And many of the hills turn green seemingly overnight. It's forecast to happen in the next few days. NPR's Ravina Koenig reports.
When botanist Jan Daw moved up to Fairbanks in 1975, the first greenup she saw felt like magic.
To be able to watch the same tree at 8 o'clock in the morning, noon, 6 o'clock at night, and you could see that they were growing.
Daw works for the University of Alaska Fairbanks and is part of a group that tracks greenup each year. Birch and aspen make up a big part of the region's greenery. And while some shadier areas can take longer, often a lot of the trees go from bare to leafy in a shocking 24 to 48 hours.
The forest turns from the dull gray of winter into this fresh green burst.
What explains this rapid leaf out? To start, Daw says Fairbanks is right at the northern edge of where trees grow, less than 200 miles below the Arctic Circle. It's super cold and dark in the winter, and not many types of trees grow in this region.
You have to really be a survivor.
Further south, Daw says trees may have 7 months to soak up the sun through their leaves and make it into food. But in Fairbanks, it's more like four.
And if you're going to be a successful plant, you have to get your leaves out there.
In other words, these trees have evolved to take advantage of the growing season the second it arrives. When is that? Depends year to year. Being so far north, Fairbanks is now getting a whopping 18 plus hours of daylight, which can supercharge plant growth. But the ground also has to thaw enough, and that's the unpredictable part, that the roots can pull up water and make it into sap, which then goes to every single branch.
Every single winter bud and feeds it in order for it to have the energy it needs to grow and then open up.
For those who live in this area, it's a big moment. Winter is long for people as well as trees.
Snow's on the ground, my yard is flooded, my dog is soaking wet, and I'm like, it's coming. It's gonna be spring, it's gonna be summer.
Hannah Hill lives in Fairbanks and calls green up a seasonal holiday.
I like to celebrate it by hooting and hollering and carrying on and texting everybody I know that I love them and that we did it and here you go.
Hill also runs an annual pool where people bet on the day greenup arrives. This year, over 100 people participated and are watching their windows for that pop of green. Ravenna Koenig, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
You are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingel here with my co-star Heidi Holton. We are here until 9 o'clock and then we're going to hand things over to Headwaters.
There you go.
What song do you think will be played first?
On Headwaters today?
Yeah.
Kari's our host, right?
No, it's DJ Dang.
Oh. Ooh. I don't know.
And it's also Stevie Wonder's birthday, so I would like to think it would be Stevie Wonder.
That the first song?
It should be.
There'll be Stevie Wonder somewhere, I think, in there.
I hope so. What's your favorite Stevie Wonder song? Or album? Songs in the Key of Life? Talking
yeah.
Book.
Yeah.
I'm a talking book guy.
Yeah, yeah. More talking book for me, but maybe he will start with Stevie Wonder, because it could be leading to, could be a clue to the slice of
cheese.
Not sure, but...
Oh, no, I hope it didn't blow up his
spot. You know, you're much more, you're closer. You've got a closer friendship with DJ Dang than me, so you should be the one guessing the first song.
I would guess Stevie Wonder. I've started numerous On the Rivers with Stevie Wonder. He's a great start off the show with a bang, you know?
Okay.
Every soup... Oh, I sang... Very superstitious.
There we go. We got it. Mark your bingo card, Jennifer. Thanks for tuning in to Wednesday morning. Andrew's got a vinyl picked from the vault. We'll be listening to that. And we're also taking your texts. You can text 218-326-1234. We'd like to thank Dale's Auto Body for their support. They serve the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984. They perform auto body and collision repair and auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. Dale's Auto Body, INC.com.
So we did get a text because we've been talking about salads this morning.
Oh.
Waldorf salad. Never had one, but a Faulty Towers episode was all about a customer trying to order one, and John Cleese's character and his staff couldn't manage to satisfy this customer's request. Funny show.
Hmm.
Did you ever watch Faulty Towers?
I did not.
I did not either, but Seth Rogen just named it as his top three favorite shows of all time, along with The Simpsons and Seinfeld.
There you go.
But do you have croutons in a Waldorf salad?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You think it's...
I jumped to that, didn't I? No, I don't think so. Yeah, croutons are... I don't know. Have you ever done the... When I was young, I remember thinking it was pretty exotic because I had French dressing and blue cheese dressing. Like, that was the mix that I thought was very exotic.
So would you mix them like in a cup together, or
no, you just put them on and then you mix it up?
Got it.
Yep. It was at, my dad taught me that, and at some salad bar again too. So when salad bars were huge, you know, it was such a big deal. To
see, in my hometown area, salad bars are still a big deal.
Yeah.
And as a child, I remember just eating croutons, not the salads, because
I bet,
you know, dried up garlic bread. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you? So you like a buffet? Are you somebody that will go to a buffet?
Yeah, I'll go to a buffet.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Well, no, that's not true. But, you know, there's not as many buffet options as there used to be.
Right.
But used to go to a Ponderosa.
Yes. And get the ice cream at the end.
Yep.
Yeah, that was really exciting. We had Bonanza in Brainerd. That was the big one to go to.
Ponderosa, and then my brother and I would get, they had like, I think it was chicken drummies, but they were like not kind of the ones I think of today. They don't taste like the ones that today do.
Okay.
But we would just have like piles of bones.
I was going to say,
on our table.
Alert, Andrew's favorite food ever, chicken drummies, right? Or chicken wings?
No, chicken drummies.
Okay. And I need to go back. Bonanza just had a salad bar. It wasn't a full-on buffet.
Ponderosa was full-on buffet.
Okay. I remember lots of buffets going to Las Vegas, because for about 15 years, my family lived out there and in Brainerd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't, but when I'd visit. And of course, that was the land of buffets at one point. And you would just not eat all day so you could load up in a seafood buffet or, you know, who knows what. So
I remember feeling fancy at Ponderosa because they had chocolate mousse, which feels like more fancy than just chocolate pudding.
Yeah. There's some, you know, I'm not sure because that's in like the salad area, right? Mm-hmm. As if it's a salad. Yeah. There's some in there that are not salad-like.
Which is so funny to me. Just like, here's some chocolate too.
It reminds me of like if a kid goes through, they think, oh, I'm having salad. Like my nephew used to say he loved a Chinese buffet. He just liked those basically fried donuts that they'd have. And we'd be like, you know what? That's actually not Chinese, you know. But he'd be like, I love Chinese. Like, no, you don't. You don't eat any of the vegetables. You don't eat anything else. So. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 218-326-1234. Steve is saying, my favorite salad will always be the salad bar from Pizza Hut. Ah, wow. Pizza Hut. I would make with lettuce and dressing and cheese and bacon. Well, that's a pretty good salad right there. Text us 218-326-1234. Looks like sunny, sunny, sunny today. Highs near 70, northwest winds 5 to 10. Clear overnight, lows around 45 degrees. I've been doing the thing of having the window cracked at night.
See, I'm scared to do that because I'm on the ground floor in my apartment building, and I'm just worried someone's going to break through my screen and attack me.
Okay, don't open your window.
I do it at night, but then like when I go to bed, it's like we gotta shut this. Okay,
my bedroom window is up high, and plus there's no one walking around. I mean, I guess you never know, but I'm not in a town, if that makes sense.
Ooh.
So I mean, I'm in a town, you know what I mean?
Also, I've had a ghost problem, so.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I did this at a story slam. I told about my ghost story, but I guess not on the air.
Yeah. Rick, you have a current ghost problem?
Well, I haven't seen the ghost since, well, it's been over a year now.
Okay.
But some stuff still gets, like, knocked over for no reason.
Really?
So I think the ghost is still around.
So it's this current, it's not a ghost that it's followed you around in life, but it's
no,
in the
it's
apartment.
Only been in this apartment.
And did you hear some story before you moved in about this apartment that had anything?
No.
Okay, and who do you think might be the ghost, or what do you
think?
It's
a little boy, because I saw the ghost.
Really?
Did I not tell you this story?
No.
Should I tell it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, so I woke up one night in the middle, like the middle of the night, and it felt like someone was like shaking me awake. And then I woke up and I see like this teenage boy above my bed, maybe like 12, maybe he was 12 or 13, like that kind of age.
Yeah.
Wearing like a gray shirt and like basketball shorts and like waking me up. And then as soon as like I got up, they like turned away from me. And I was like, oh my gosh, some teenagers just like broke into my apartment and are probably robbing me right now. And then like I reached out and like, and I was like, because I like did this, you know, like wiping my eyes to make sure I wasn't just seeing things.
Yeah.
But the boy was still there. And then I'm like, was like, this can't be real. So then I reached out, I'm like, are you a boy? And then when I was about to touch him, he disappeared.
Wow. And it's been more than the one? It's been, stuff has been disrupted, so you think the boy's still hanging out?
Yeah, there's these action figures I have on a shelf that keep getting knocked over on this one shelf.
And you don't have a cat?
I don't have a cat.
Oh.
But I think it's the boy. He's probably playing with those toys.
Well, then I think if you've got the boy ghost floating around, you could probably crack your window because he'll protect you from the other teenage boys.
Oh, he did wake me up from, like, I don't know if I was having a nightmare or something.
So was it a bad feeling?
No, it was a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's a ghost here. That's unpleasant to think about.
Interesting.
And I know, I'm sure there's people out there who would be like, oh, you were just, I don't know.
Dreaming.
But no, I was awake. I did the eye thing.
Right.
You saw me. You see me doing it right now.
Yes. He's wiping the sleep out of his eye, the sleepy head.
And he was still there.
I feel like you had a kerchief on your head, too, when you did the sleepy head thing or something. It's felt very old-timey there. Huh. Never had that happen before.
This is my second time with a ghost.
Oh, okay.
Have I not told you this story?
No.
This was a demon, though, not a ghost.
Andrew.
Should I tell this story?
Sure.
Okay, so I was at a friend's house in the basement, and it was a creepy basement, just like barely furnished, but it had a couch so I could sleep on it.
Right.
And then like I woke up, and there was like this woman with like razor sharp teeth and claws standing above me over my head. And I'm like, and I got up and I'm like, sorry. And then the demon was like taken aback by it.
Oh.
And then like looked like it felt sorry. And then it went into the wall.
Oh, Andrew. I don't know what. So these are not unpleasant.
Well that demon, one was unpleasant. I was like, okay. If I go to sleep, am I going to be murdered?
And these are not tied to like you just saw a movie kind of about this or anything like
that? Nope. All I had was played Catan before that.
Well, sure.
Which brought the demon out in me.
There we go. I don't have any ghost sightings. I'd be real curious about the apartment you're in for you to kind of find out what was in that building before.
Mm-hmm.
To see if it was, because was it ever like a one family sort of thing, or is that always an apartment building?
Well, I think this apartment building used to be like a come up to fish type motel type situation.
Okay.
But I don't know that for sure. It looks very much like it used to be a motel.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. You can share your stories with us, 218-326-1234. It's not even Halloween.
I know.
We got to
bring those. Maybe I should have saved that for Halloween.
But too late. We got to bring those up, though.
Breaking news here on today's Wednesday morning show.
Does not matter about the seasons, yeah. Okay, I need to hear the vinyl you've got picked for us, because it's a doozy of a cover, I'll tell you.
Yeah, so we got Gordon Bach, and I'd never heard of Gordon Bach before, but we have like five of his records back there.
Oh, sure.
So I'm like, there's got to be something.
Is that the Bay of Fundy?
Yeah, and other songs. some of the songs, he's got an interesting voice. You'll find out in a little bit. This is Gordon Bach with the song Mister I Don't Mind.
Lumping fish out on this bright northern wind doesn't get the brains to stay ashore. Lord, I think of all them boats lying down the bay, riding back and stretching out their chain. And I thank my cozy toes that I ain't on a Mr. Man. I thank the flying people. Drives me and she grieves me all the weary winter day. Then she wants to share my lonesome bed. Piled the foolish snow 4 feet up my door, scaled my pretty shutters down the bay. Took the poor old shanty pan and shingled half the hill. Now she laughs to see a grown man cry. Send the message on ahead. Put the call right to her. Keep her jumping up and down, 'cause that's the way I want her when I come.
And that was Gordon Bach with Mr. I Don't Mind from the album Bay of Fundy.
Wow. Is that a nickname anyone would ever use for you, Mr. I Don't Mind?
No, I don't think so. I do mind. I mind a lot. That's Heidi Holton. I'm Andrew DeZingle. Coming up next, we have got Best Wishes, where we wish our friends and neighbors happy anniversary or happy birthday. We receive support from the Mental Health Crisis Response Team of Itasca County. This crisis intervention service is a program of First Call for Help 211. It provides free crisis assessments, stabilization services, referrals, and resourcing to residents of any age who are in crisis. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by dialing 211.
Lots of things going on today. Fire in the Village has their fireside cinema in room 203 of Old Central School in Grand Rapids at 6 p.m. This month's film is Wild Robot. Free will donations accepted for popcorn and for beverages. And today from 4 to 7, Friends of Lake Bemidji State Park invite you to a community pint night at Bemidji Brewing. The proceeds go towards purchasing rental bikes and other park enhancements.
And we receive support from the First National Bank of Coleraine since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at ColeraineBank.com. Member FDIC.
It is May 13th, and that means it is time for Best Wishes, not just because it's May 13th. We don't have anybody.
What?
I'm looking on our
No
papers.
Birthdays or anniversaries.
What?
Text us right now if you have a birthday or anniversary. We'll wish you a happy birthday or happy anniversary right this moment. Text 218-326-1234.
We'll see some celebrity birthdays for today, okay?
Well, we got Stevie Wonder for sure.
Yep. Boy, I'm just not knowing who these people are. It's telling me they're celebrities. I honestly don't know who these... Except Morgan Wallen, country singer. It's his birthday, too. Robert Pattinson. It's his birthday. He's 40 today.
Hey, yeah. I'm not so far from him.
Hey. And, we'd love to hear from you. We wish you a happy birthday, happy anniversary, wherever you might be.
Whoever or wherever you are.
Yeah.
But we're going to play a tune for you anyway. This is the Olympians with the song Thunderball.
This is the Up North Look Back, where we're digging into the local news archives from 1976, the year KAXE was born.
I'm Chelsea Perkins. It's the week of May 11th. The unofficial Minnesota holiday of fishing opener was highlighted in local newspapers. Grandview Lodge in Nisswa hosted the 1976 Governor's Fishing Opener with Governor Wendell Anderson. A fish fry on the shores of Gull Lake opened the event, and Anderson sat next to Minnesota North Stars goalie Cesar Maniago and chatted while enjoying his walleye. Itasca County anglers, meanwhile, faced high winds with water temps still below 60 degrees. The best fish entered at Rapids Tackle was an 8-pound, 4-ounce walleye caught by Ron Merwin of Grand Rapids in the Mississippi River. Those same windy conditions proved dangerous, as all open burning was banned in the northern two-thirds of the state due to explosive fire danger. A fire on May 10th, 76 in the Foothills State Forest burned 1,000 acres. On May 14th, DNR firefighters worked all night on a forest and grass fire which burned over 120 acres near Motley. That fire, according to area DNR forester Cliff Carlson, was set by an arsonist. The Brainerd City Council voted May 10th, 1976, to appeal its fluoridation case to the U.S. Supreme Court. That same morning, the Minnesota Supreme Court paved the way for the appeal by granting a stay of its order directing Brainerd to obey the fluoridation law. The state Supreme Court's action meant Brainerd would not yet be compelled to add fluoride to its municipal water supply until there was a final determination of the case by the nation's highest court. The Greenway School Board delayed a vote on closing one of its elementary schools in May of 76 after two board members said they would leave the meeting if the subject was brought up. The walkouts would have left the board without a quorum. The decision was pushed back to the next board meeting after an upcoming school board election. The Bemidji Community Hospital issued its annual report on May 12, 1976. The report included a sample of a hospital bill with a surgery and a 3-day hospital stay totaling $576.75. The hospital reported a state survey found many residents did not understand the cost behind specialized hospital care. The emergency room treated 600 people each month at the time. Grand Rapids High School was in the process of picking up and moving its football field in the spring of 76. It was moved east about 15 feet and north about 30 feet to give more space between the field and the western stands. Agribusiness students were to plant trees, and a new lighting system would make it one of the best lit fields in the state. In spite of continued vandalism and erosion, the Bemidji Pioneer in May of 76 reported the, quote, Indian Trail along Lake Bemidji's west shore persisted. It provided an alternate route for ambling college students bound for the downtown area from campus. The Works Progress Administration, scout groups, garden clubs, and community service organizations performed several improvement projects on the trail over the years. The original trail was thought to be hundreds of years old. Brainerd Community College Instructor of Humanities John Hassler was set to be the commencement speaker for the graduating class of 1976. A native of Staples, Hassler taught in Melrose, Fauston, and Park Rapids High Schools before teaching at Bemidji State University in 68 and moving to Brainerd in 69. He was on sabbatical in 76, which happened to time with the beginning of his writing career. A year later, Hassler published his first novel and what ultimately ended up being his most notable work featuring small-town Minnesota life, Staggerford. The Grand Rapids Herald Review featured a local state trooper with a green thumb. When Bob Herbst was not on patrol, he could often be found at his Bass Lake Greenhouse and Garden Center on Pin Cherry Road. He spent nearly all his off-duty time there with the goal of retiring into the business. The Bemidji Chamber of Commerce ambassadors had recently toured the new McDonald's restaurant under construction. The business was anticipated to open in June 76 and employ 90 part-time people. And Ridgeway Wig Salon in Brainerd advertised a Curly Wigs fishing special through June 19th, saying, "Ladies, now's the time to get the curly wigs you've been wanting. Be ready for the lake on any occasion. Quick as a wink in our sale-priced curly wigs." Thanks to the archives of the Bemidji Pioneer, Brainerd Dispatch, and Grand Rapids Herald Review. As these local stories unfolded 50 years ago, KAXE was just getting its start. Keep people-powered radio going into the future in northern Minnesota with your support now at KAXE.org.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Making no plans.
That's right. We are celebrating 50 years here at KAXE, and part of that is Beyond the Voice at KXE.org, which features the volunteer DJs that power KXE. You can learn about their favorite new artists, their KXE origin story, and get a playlist of 50 songs important to them. This week's volunteer is Back Porch Harmony host Tom Daniel, and he's serious about it because for his favorite new artist, he lists Hank Williams Sr.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. We're also celebrating with the Up North Look Back, like we just heard. The news team has been having a blast going to historical societies and figuring out what headlines from 1976 at this time were the big news in our region. We just heard about Governor Wendell Anderson for the fishing opener and author John Hassler. And then the music team and other staff. Andrew, you kicked off that whole project, the 1976 music.
Yeah, the picks music. Of 76.
Yeah. That's really cool, too, as we're looking back on 50 years.
Yeah, we're going to hear that later in the show. It's about the Queen album, A Day at the Races. So that'll be coming up later in the show. And also later in the show, we are going to be talking about a survey that's going to be coming out for Bemidji residents or Bemidji area residents, talking about the derecho storm that happened last year. It's been almost a year already, which is shocking to me. But what will be coming up around 8:10 and then around 8:45, we're going to be talking about music. The next Contra Dance has a very special guest musician all the way from Denmark. And we talk about if he ever in his wildest dreams thought he'd be traveling across America playing Contra Dances.
Wow. Have you ever done a Contra Dance?
No, I've been to one, but I didn't really participate. I was fine.
I could see you really liking it.
I don't know. Like, I'm scared of, like, the wording of the dances where I won't know them.
The wording.
You know, be like, and I know Swing Your Partner, I can get that.
Right.
But like.
But the whole part of it, they teach you how to do it because I'm terrible at dancing. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. I mean, it's like going under people's arms and which way and they're shouting.
See, I don't know
out,
what that's
and,
called when they say go under the people's arms. I don't know.
Well, you do it, you do it first and they tell you what it is.
Okay.
You practice and then you do it, or at least the one I went to.
Okay.
So I think you're not going to worry about what it's called. I think you're going to just like it, you know, we did one part where you go under the arms of people, you go with your partner, you're holding hands, and then you go under all the arms of the other people and then go to the back and you become part of the arms and, you know, it's not too hard.
Yeah, I think I could handle it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I just could see you getting into that. That might be your new thing.
Maybe. I do need a new thing. I need a thing where I don't buy things for it.
Oh, sure.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
But also in celebration this year, Kick It with KXE is back on Thursday, May 28th. It's time for our yearly annual meeting and a concert all in one. Join us for an evening of updates from staff, volunteer awards, and live music on the patio of Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids. Check-in starts at 5 p.m. It is free and open to all. It's always a blast at those things.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's going to be a great time. We hope that you will be joining us at that.
And we always get to take a staff goofy picture, which is my favorite time of the year.
Tons of things going on this weekend, like the Bemidji Woodcarvers Club. They have an open house at the Bemidji Senior Center from noon to 4. And Itasca Symphony Orchestra has their season finale, Bold North, A Year in Wild Minnesota. That is a Minnesota composer that they'll be performing. And we'll hear from them on the Friday morning show.
And we receive support from Lake Country Journal, a lifestyle magazine since 1997, a local publication sharing stories from the heart of Minnesota about the places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. LakeCountryJournal.com. Now,
yes.
Now it's time to hear from our KXE Album of the Week. This week, it's Electric Love by Brother Wallace. This is the debut album from the Georgia soul singer. And Wallace grew up singing in church and became a music teacher before a chance meeting with Dan Taylor of The Heavy kicked off his career. And the song we're going to hear is called Hope of Fools.
Trying to make it day to day. Keep my head down to the plow, grinding for a meek pay. A little money to feed my babies. Inflation just keep on rising. War raging all over the motherland, but somehow I keep on smiling. Cause my vote counts and my life matters. I'ma stretch this little check. My boss pocket's getting fatter, but I still got hope. The hope of fools will do the right thing this time. So everybody be cool. Now there's blood on the streets. Burn, baby, burn. Mama's an addict, sister's gone manic, and crazy boy's got a gun. But the sun's shining down on me, and I ought to be grateful, cause I still got breath in my body. But to breathe so is painful, cause my vote didn't count and my life didn't matter. While I'm out here starving, big cats getting fatter, but I still got hope. The hope of fools will get it right the next time, y'all. So everybody to your strain. I heard you promising the moon and stars, but those words don't mean a thing. Got a guy with the purest heart and a real plan for the nation. Till he takes a bite of the poison fruit and sells out to the corporations. But I still got hope. The hope of take our stand and bring down the man. So everybody, we cool. The hope of fools.
Ooh. This is the set list on KAXC, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are looking at five shows this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 14th through the 16th in Virginia, Coleraine, Aiken, Bemidji, and Park Rapids. First up, Carl Sundquist has an EP release show at Chair in Virginia Thursday at 7. Sundquist is an Iron Range Americana and folk rock singer-songwriter who also leads the band Owler. His debut EP is called Owl Over Fox, and after his solo show, Owler will also perform this Thursday at Chair in Virginia. On Friday, the Militici Trio are at Smoke on the Water. This Sam Miltich project focuses more on the Eastern European and Balkan folk traditions than the hot club and straight-ahead jazz of his regular group. Friday, 5 p.m. in Coleraine. Later that night, Americana and folk singer-songwriter Eli Gardner is playing Sampaguita in Aiken. He is a thoughtful songwriter inspired by artists like John Moreland and Jason Isbell. He recently dropped a new single called Silver. Eli Gardner, 7 p.m. Friday in Aiken. On to Saturday, Corey Medina is playing a duo show at Sundown Records at 6 p.m. Joining him will be Eric Sundin, drummer from The Brothers, for a stripped-down take on their Normal Electric Blues. It's in Bemidji this Saturday at Sundown Records. And finally, you can catch Scarlet Woods at Revel Brewing in Park Rapids Saturday at 7. The folk rock singer-songwriter pairs smart songwriting with her terrific jazz guitar chops. Revel Brewing, Saturday night. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and we'll post the latest edition every Wednesday at kaxc.org.
That's right. You can find the set list on our website, kaxc.org, along with the latest Up North Report, Bright Spot, and Area Voices. And before that, we heard from our album of the week. It is Brother Wallace with the album Electric Love. Let us know what you think of the album of the week. Text 218-326-1234. And we're glad to have all you streamers back listening with us.
Yeah, it felt weird and just like you know, who's there if there's not the streamers?
Exactly. Who, for whom the stream tolls, it tolls for thee.
We sure appreciate that when something isn't going quite right, whether it's our Brainerd signal or the streaming signal, that people let us know. Or, you know, people let us know if we don't get things quite right or if we need to add something to the stories that we're doing or the announcements that we do. We love hearing from you. You can text 218-326-1234.
And don't forget, if you are a sustaining member of KXE KBXE and you've recently moved or gotten a new credit card, now's a great time to call us and let us update your information. Call 218-326-1234 and ask for Heather. And also, Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors election is coming up in early June. The vote will be done by email, so make sure you have your current email address. Make sure we have it. This will save postage and paper. Send an email to heather@kxe.org. So get a hold of Heather today.
Yeah, there you go. National Alliance on Mental Illness in Grand Rapids has two webinars in May. One is today at noon. It'll help you tell the difference between everyday stress and something more. May 20th walks you through practical steps to get started when you need help. Register and find more info, namigrandrapidsmn.org. And you can hear a full conversation about this with Jennifer Barr, Brightspot at KAXE.org. And this morning, what time is it? They're probably already...
7:55.
Okay, I was going to say they're probably already out there hiking. There's a
war... Yeah, it started at 7.
Warbler Walk with John Latimer, and then also the walks at Northland Arboretum starts at 8 with Pam Perry. She'll be leading today's. Great way to find out about the birds out there, and they're just going nuts right now. It is so much fun. Have you found the joys of the Merlin app, Andrew?
No, I haven't. Oh. I know you keep bringing it up to me, but
I think
I haven't got it yet.
I think you should.
It's because I live in the town. Like, the birds I usually come in are... It's just the same birds.
It'll surprise you. It's not.
Okay.
Because you don't see them. It picks up on what you hear, and it's just surprising. There are so many different birds. So I think you should do it.
All right.
And then you have to send me a text once you do it.
All right. You're tuned in the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew Zingle here with Heidi Holton, and now we're going to hear a tune. This is Joby Riccio with the song "Love of the Song."
All of my friends, I've been wondering, how's it going? Trying to get me to the show this weekend. I'm perfect.
weekend. I think I'll go.
And that was Joby Recio of the Love of the Song here on the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle here with Heidi Holton.
That's right. Coming up, we'll have news headlines, national news, National Public Radio. At 8:30, we bring you local news with the Up North Report.
Support comes from Water.